Okay, sitting meditation. To begin this 20 minutes practice of sitting meditation, please just give yourself the time to settling into a sitting posture that is comfortable for you. And if you sit on the chair, and make sure your back is not leaning onto the back of the chair. And letting your feet be flat on the floor with legs uncrossed and hands resting on your thighs or on your lap. And you can close your eyes if you feel comfortable, or just lower your gaze, uncle focused on the floor in front of you. And when you feel ready, just coming aware of the sensations of sitting. Focusing your attention on the sensations of touch and contact and pressure in those regions where your body makes contact with the chair or the floor. And maybe just spending a minute or two just exploring these sensations of touch, contact, and the pressure with whatever you are sitting on. And now, bring your attention to the changing pattern of physical sensations in the body. Noticing the physical sensations come with the breath. As the breath moves in and out of the body, just see if you can focus your attention on the sensations of the breath in the body. Maybe it is the nostril area, maybe it's the chest, and maybe it's the abdomen area. And let's just explore different area, and beginning with the nostril area. What are the sensations in the nostril area when you breathe in and out? Can you sense the difference of the coolness or warmness when you breathe in and out? Maybe the sensations on the upper lip when the air comes out of your nostril. And maybe you can even notice the pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. And as the breath moves in and out of the nose, seeing if you can focus your attention on the sensations of stretching and gently release of the nose. Expanding and the release. And now we can let go of the nostril area and move your attention into maybe the chest area. Just noticing the physical sensations of the breath in the chest area. See if you can focus your attention on the mild sensations of a stretching of the chest. And then release when you breathe out. Stretching, breathe in, and release, breathe out. If you don't notice anything, that is fine. Just notice whatever you can sense in the chest area. If you like, you can put your hands on your chest area just to sensing the physical movement. And now you can let go of the chest area and shift your attention to the abdomen. If you like, you can move your hands to the abdomen area. As the breath moves in and out of the body, see if you can focus your attention on the mild sensations of stretching as the abdomen wall gently expands with each in-breath, and then the sensations of gentle release as the abdomen wall deflates with each out-breath. As best you can, stay in touch with the changing physical sensations in your abdomen. For the full duration of the in-breath, and then the full duration of the out-breath. And if your mind wandered, that is fine. That's what minds do. And when you notice it, then notice where it went. And then gently and very kindly bring it back to the abdomen area. Just pay attention to the physical sensation of the in-breath for its whole length. And then the out-breath for its full length. Perhaps you can noticing the slight pause between an in-breath and then the following out-breath. And if your mind wandered again, just bring it back very gently and kindly to our focus point. And now is the abdomen area. Following the rising and the falling of the abdomen wall. And remember to breathe naturally. You don't need to try to control your breath in any way. Just simply letting the body breathe by itself. So far, we've already explored the three different parts of the body during the breath. Now, I would like to invite you to choose one area in the body you would like to focus on. And it can be the nostril area, the chest, or the abdomen. And just use this part of the body as an anchor point to bring you back to the present moment. So now choose the part of the body and then noticing the change of the breath in that area. The physical change of the movement of the body in that area. For the next 1 minute, I'm going to be silent, and here you go. When you notice your mind is wandered away, notice where it went, and then gently and friendly bring it back to your anchor point. There's nothing that needs to be fixed, and there's no particular state to be achieved. All we are doing here, just notice. Notice the physical sensations of the breath at the anchor point. Sensing into the physical sensation of the breath in the anchor point, at the anchor point. And when the mind is wandered, perhaps it has been planning, thinking, or just drifting from topic to topic. See if you can briefly acknowledge where the mind has been and noting that in your mind. And even perhaps making a light mental note, thinking, planning, worrying, mind wandering. This is what minds do all the time, and it is not a mistake or failure when you notice your awareness is no longer on the breath. Maybe you also want to congratulate yourself because you are awake. You already come back enough to know it. And then gently escorting your awareness back to the breaths, the sensations in the body. And give your attention to this in-breath and to this out-breath. And we notice that mind has wandered away. And each time, just simply noting where the mind has been, and then gently escorting your attention back to the breath, back to the changing pattern of physical sensations that comes with each breath. And as best you can, maybe bring a quality of kindness to your awareness. Perhaps seeing the repeated wandering of the mind as an opportunity to cultivate greater patience within yourself. And also as an opportunity to cultivate some compassion towards your experience. Whatever your experience is, be kind and patient with yourself. Okay, now this in the final few minutes of this practice, perhaps remind yourself from time to time that the intention of the practice is just simply to be aware of your experience moment by moment as best you can.